The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority says the country's economy is losing hundreds of millions of dollars through smuggling, lax controls and corruption at the country's border posts. Last week, Beitbridge police arrested 35 people suspected of smuggling goods such as petroleum, groceries and electrical gadgets into the country through an illegal crossing point less than 1 kilometer from the main port of entry. The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, ZIMRA, says police intercepted 22 trucks smuggling in goods worth millions of dollars. Analysts say the revenue leakages probably are much more extensive. They point to a 2019 special audit that showed customs officials were among those involved in a group that smuggled in cars. The report found that close to 500 cars were illegally imported. The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority says it was owed $5 billion in unpaid taxes on auto sales last year. ZIMRA says, despite its best efforts, it lacks the resources to control smuggling. Some economists call for enhanced border patrols, digitization of records, and lifestyle audits of customs and tax officials to curtail smuggling. Transparency International in Zimbabwe says its own findings reveal something more pervasive. Muchaneta Mndopa is the country director for the International Anti-Corruption Organization.
The reasons for corruption within the tax administration ranged from the high cost of compliance in cases where one wants to do the right thing and pay their taxes. What we found out was that corruption has negatively impacted on the government's ability to mobilize taxes. And high cost of compliance does not necessarily refer to monetary value only, but as well as the time taken when one wants to pay their taxes. For example, the amount one spends at the border post.
Mndopa says that as the government bemoans lost revenues from tax evasion and avoidance, it should consider the large tax breaks given to multinational corporations.
The failure of the state to tax multinational corporations. What this has done, it has shifted the tax burden to other economic agents on the basis of convenience, further increasing the tax burden on ordinary citizens.
This has been made worse by the fact that tax compliance by the multinational corporations and other businesses is currently pegged at 30%.
Some analysts say that while commercial activities account for the bulk of lost tax revenue, corruption compounds the loss of resources. They say the government's excessive taxation system encourages more people to evade their taxes, and that a lack of political will to curb smuggling has led to goods such as onions being imported from as far afield as Natal province in South Africa, even though thousands of Zimbabwean farmers grow the crop. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.